Hi, everybody. Mike Larson in the Dillingham Wolverine gym here tonight on a Monday night with my buddy, Mr. Bob Burns. Bob, good to be aboard for another go-around here with the Unalaska Raiders versus the Dillingham Wolverine boys.
It's always a pleasure, Mike, being here with you and watching the Dillingham boys at home. Crowd, big crowd tonight.
Well, we had some fun on Saturday night, I'll tell you. We had a game here, Bob, that I haven't seen the likes of. We talked in preparing for the game how evenly matched they were, and it was proven to be very prophetic because they couldn't settle the issue in regular time and had to go to OT, and Dillingham came out victorious by 1 point, 49-48, and in overtime with a very last second, I hate to say desperation, but it was, in some ways, it was a long three under duress from Kenny Savo that got Dillingham that one-point win. We're expecting more of the same tonight. We want to make sure that we pass along our best regards and our appreciation to KUCB, all the folks, good folks out in Dutch Harbor that might be tuning in to see what's going to happen tonight with their boys team, a very, very fine boys team ranked second in the state. They have all the elements that you'd want on a high school basketball team. They can go inside, they can go outside. They know how to move their feet on defense. They know how to box out. They're fundamentally very good. And the Wolverines have a lot of those same qualities, and it's just going to be a matter of who can take advantage of having somebody with a hot hand tonight, who can score the most points. It's a contrasting style. Dillingham likes to have the ball more outside. They'll take a three anytime they can get it. And the Raiders are a little bit more prone to try to punch the ball inside to the Enloe brothers. Bob, what do you expect tonight after 2 days the kids have had to prepare?
Well, another hard-fought battle, that's for sure. Both teams, the first ball game, played man-to-man from the outset all the way through. And when coaches play man-to-man, they usually say, hey, we think we can match up with you. And both of them, you know, had a chance to prevail in the ball game. They stuck there. They played hard. So it's going to be interesting. They're going to go with that same, you know, defensive plan tonight. I don't know. I think we're going to see something different.
Well, I talked to Coach Kent Russell. In fact, I had him on the Bristol Bay Sports Roundup show. I hope that KUCB can maybe get that on out there in their area, and because I interviewed three of their senior players and Coach Kent, and he said, I told him laughingly, well, don't give me any secrets, but what's up your sleeve? And he said, well, we got something special for Kenny Savo. So, so we'll see, because Dillingham
Well, you need something special for a special player like Kenny, that's for sure.
Kenny scored 24. Senior point guard Kenny Savo scored 24, and Cole Slagle scored 10. So out of Dillingham's 49, those two were responsible for 34. But on the other side of the ball, it was not that much different, because Ross Enloe also scored 24.
Yeah, Enloe and brothers.
And his brother had 8, so they had 34 of the 48 that they had. Mm-hmm. We want to let everybody know out there in Dutch that the kids from your area, from your school, from Unalaska School, are just some of the greatest kids. I can't say enough about their maturity and their respect and their discipline. It's just a pleasure to have them here, and they had a lot of downtime. We tried to entertain them as best we could. They had a little ride in the vans all the way up to the National Park. They got to see a lot of trees, and unfortunately, they've also seen a lot of rain in Dillingham. We've had a real rainy spell, rained all day today.
And in the 40s, Mike, today.
And V.I. and Leon Braswell brought in a great big huge tub of moose stew, because we kind of thought maybe they don't get a lot of moose out there.
He's legendary for his moose stew.
Yeah, I wouldn't give them anything that I wouldn't sample myself, so I had to go sample that. So we're just about ready to get underway here. We've got Bill Schwan, the principal out there, getting ready to announce the players to come onto the floor. The referees, Ryan Savo and Breck Armstrong, are the same as what we had the other day. We got Sean Gardner on the clock, and Lucille and Dana are taking care of the book for us. We've got a good crowd. We're not packed, but we've got a little better crowd than we had on Valentine's night. But like Bob and I were saying, it's kind of a weird weekend when you've got one of your games on Valentine's night and the next one on President's Day night. And we didn't have school here in Dillingham. I know a lot of schools around the area, including out at Unalaska. I think they did have school in session. We did not. So,
well, this game, Mike, is going to be up for grabs. Like the last ball game, Unalaska could have closed the door in that overtime, as you know.
Yes.
They had the five free throws in the overtime that they did not make, and three of those five were front ends of one-on-ones. If they make any one of them ones and one, the door was closed. It was two possession.
Yeah.
Dillingham's not going to win the ball game.
Because they were already up three or five, and then they were up five, and Kenny made that four-point play, which was a miraculous shot, and he's fouled and went and made that and make a four-point. And then they went up again with some more layups by Enloe. And that was Ross Enloe, made another layup underneath. And then they went up three or four again. Dillingham scored. Kenny made two free throws. And that set up for the heroics. Well, we're going to have the pledge now. We're going to stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
. Well, I'm not sure that was a lot of synchronicity, but we got through it, and we are about ready to get underway here. Mr. Bob Burns, if you got a seatbelt, find it, fasten it, maybe two of them, maybe a racing harness, because I'll tell you, here we go. Really exciting to be here. I hope Bob and I can convey to you the scene before us and describe it in a way that you can picture it, and the harder part is to convey the emotion that we feel. I'm really hyped up again, Bob. I told you I had a snake in the gut the other day. That same snake is still there, because this is, it's almost like a continuation of Saturday night, isn't it? Because I'm not sure we settled that much. And so here we go. John Bowker's out in the middle, set to jump against Ben Enloe. Dillingham will be going on the west end away from where their bench is. And, of course, the Raiders will be going the other way, right to left across your radio dial, if there is such a thing. And so here we go. Referee throws the ball up. It's tipped and controlled by Dillingham. Now the ball's knocked loose. Cole Schlegel chases it down, going to give it to Kenny Savo, and off we go. Game underway here in the Wolverine gym. Goes over to Schlegel, left-hand side, free throw high. He wants to go base. There's a whistle on the play. Somebody
offensive foul
is called for contact in trying to establish position underneath the basket. Dillingham already, you can see, is in a bit of a mild press as Kenny Savo picks up the ball across the half-court line. It goes to Ben Enloe, dribbles with the left hand, gives it to Brian Earnshaw. He'll give it back to Enloe. Across to Carpintero on the right-hand side, and he'll drive the ball down, give it to Enloe. He's in bad position, lays it up underneath the basket, misses, and Dillingham's there for the carom. 45 seconds, ticks of the clock have gone by. Dillingham ball, Schlegel on the left-hand side again. He's on the wing position. He lobs it to Kenny all the way across the court, and Kenny will take a 15-footer short off the rim, and Ross Enloe's there for the board. Here comes Carpintero, left-hand side to Earnshaw. Earnshaw to Enloe. He drives in and lays it in. That's what we're used to seeing. If he can get that angle, and boy, is he good at finding it. I don't know how you stop it. Kisses it off the glass as good as anybody I've seen in a while. Dillingham ball, Schlegel left again. He goes down in triple threat, gets Enloe in the air and takes it to the hole, misses the layup, and then ties up Enloe, Ben Enloe, underneath the basket. Possession arrow goes to the Raiders. Dillingham had the tip. 2-0 for the Raiders as we just got started in this second game of this series this weekend between the Raiders and the Wolverines. Carpintero takes a long one. He had a long time to eye the basket, got himself set, and took a long one from the far corner. And he's fouled. That's not that's an unforced error there, Bob. Not something you want to do is to foul somebody when they're shooting a home run ball. So he's going to be on the line. You get three of them when that happens, and he misses the first one. There again, you know, yeah, it's one of the things we've talked about, that can make a difference in a game like this when the two teams are evenly matched. Second one goes in. Raiders 3, Dillingham 0 in the first minute of play here in Dillingham. Next shot is up, and it is also good. The count is 4 for the Raiders and still 0 for Dillingham. Here comes Savo. They're in the man-to-man defense, extending out, trying to put pressure on Dillingham. Dillingham's got some cutters, but they don't set a lot of picks in there, so they have to work to try to get people free. Ball's knocked loose. Enlow knocked it out of the hands of Schlegel. Here comes Carpintero, goes over on the right-hand side, brings it back up top now. Now he sees a lane, drives it down, pops it back out to Earnshaw. Carpintero over to Enlow. Over to Nanos. Here's Carpintero again, tipped by Tyler Burkhart. Back over to Enlow, and he knocks it home. Number 41, that was Ross Enlow, so that gives the Raiders a lead of 6-0. They're off to the kind of start that they needed, Bob, and trying to establish some inside game there. They've made 2 free throws, and then each of the Enlow brothers have made a basket, one in real close and the other one about a 10-foot jumper. Dillingham hasn't had too many opportunities on the offensive end. They've been one and done, Bob.
Yeah, they've taken some good shots. Cole Slagle had a nice shot, and Kenny Savo had a nice one, and you know, they're going to drop. Just being patient. This is a good timeout. The coach, Dion, called, settled his kids down a little bit. Big possession if they can go down and score a bucket here. Get right back in it.
5:40 to go. Raiders up 6-0 here in this first quarter of action. In the Dillingham gym. Dillingham dressed in their, I guess you call that royal blue with gold trim uniforms, and the Raiders in their white with navy blue trim. Smeaton fakes once, drives to the basket and lays it in. He was in the far corner, made a good pump fake, got around his man and kissed it off the glass. That's Dillingham's first score of the game, 6-2 Raiders. Enlow's trying to get the ball across the floor. He's under some kind of pressure. He makes a bad pass and it goes out of bounds. And Dillingham's pressure that time pays off, as it did the other night, creating a turnover. I think he thought somebody was going to be there, and they weren't. So Dillingham's going to get another opportunity to cut into the lead, the 4-point lead that Unalaska has early on here. Burkhart over to Smeaton. He'll take a 3. Skims over the back of the rim into the hands of Ross Enlow. And Carpintero with the ball. He's going to point it up this time. He's directing traffic. Nanos came out to get a pass, and Johnny Bowker was there to tip it away. Went out of bounds. And we're in the backcourt again. It's going to be Raider ball. They bring it in. And J.R. Carpintero, the senior, number 11, is out there on the point. Hits a cutting Nanos. Tipped away by Smeaton as he knocked away a pass that was meant for Enlow. Bounce pass into Earnshaw. And correction, that's Vincent Nanos, senior captain, and he knocks it home. 8-2 Raiders at the 4:20 juncture of the first quarter. Left-hand side Smeaton down low. He'll turn and shoot it. It's blocked cleanly. Bowker's there for the rebound. He shoots it up and misses it from about 5 right in front of the basket, 5 feet away. 4:03 to go, Dillingham behind, 8-2 at this point in the game. Having a hard time scoring the ball. Ball knocked loose, Bowker's got it. He's gonna take it all the way to the hole and lay it in and get fouled. You hear the crowd come alive a little bit on that one. Got everybody's attention as Bowker took it all the way to the hole. Good ball handling on Johnny's part. Johnny can get up in the air. He can dunk it. He's proud to tell me today. I watched him dunk it twice when they were messing around before the game. 3:50 in the first quarter. That gets Dillingham back a little closer. John makes the free throw. 8-5 now.
Still, every game he plays with more confidence, Mike, and looks stronger every game.
Johnny's just a freshman. He's got a long way to go. Enlow all the way to the basket, misses it, gets his own rebound and puts it back in. That was Ross, the junior. Enlows are only juniors. Even though we've seen them for a long time, they started as freshmen. And they're a handful for anybody down low to the basket. That time they took it on the dribble. Schlegel drives inside, takes a 10-footer, makes it. One dribble around his defender, banked it high off the glass. That's why they paint that square on the glass, Bob. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Here goes Enlow to the basket, lays it in. Raiders 12, Dillingham 7, 2:56 to go. As the Raiders have established their inside attack right now, as we've seen on Saturday night, when they get the ball inside, they're very difficult to deal with. Schlegel goes up, lays it in from the right-hand side against Ross Enlow. That was a tough shot. He had to earn that one. 12-9. Enlow up high with the point. Carpintero now looks down low. Nobody cutting, so he'll drive the middle. Gets around Burkhart, and then he dumps it back outside to Justice Krukoff, who just checked into the game, and he's called for a travel. 2:22 on the clock, first quarter of play. It's down to a one-possession game now, Bob, 12-9. And Johnny Bowker's going to sit down for just a moment. Cam Bartman checks in, another freshman. Freshman for freshman. Give Bowker a breather, well-earned, I might add. Here goes Savo. He wants to drive it with his right hand around Earnshaw. And then he brings it back out on top. Kyler Burkhart tries to drive it. He can't go anywhere either. So here's Bartman. Back to Burkhart. He's yo-yoing around way up top of the key. He'll drive it and make something happen. And Breck Armstrong is going to call out a block. It's like we always say, when Burkhart has it, something's going to happen. And that time it did. He drove into a crowd, into the tall timber. And there was contact. But... a block was called. That's the second team foul against the Unalaska Raiders. Score is 12-9, Unalaska. First quarter of play. Kenny Savo with a three. It's long. Skims across, and Justice Krukoff has it. He's going to give it to Michael Romolino, the senior, and he'll point it, dump it off to the side to Earnshaw, and he'll miss it badly across the basket and went out of bounds. It came off of Smeaton, it looks like, as they were jostling for the ball underneath. So the Raiders will have it. Ben Enlow underneath right-hand side. Cutters all over the place, slaps the ball, and they had Krukoff wide open. He missed the layup, but there was a little contact from behind, I think. Somebody missed an assignment there, Bob, because you shouldn't be that wide open on an inbounds pass. So he's going to go and shoot a pair of them. Dillingham has three team fouls now. First shot is up and good. 13-9 now, Raider lead. And Schlegel will sit down for a minute, take a breath or two, and John Bowker's back in the game. Second shot is up and also good. Dillingham inbounds, no pressure extended out from the Raiders. They just let Kenny walk the ball up the court and give it over to Burkhart, left-hand side. He leans into his defender, gives it to Cam Bartman. He'll give it back to Burkhart, but it's tipped. Went out of bounds by Romolino, right in front of their bench over there in front of Coach Kent Russell. He looks pretty calm tonight.
Yeah, well, he has a five-point lead at the moment.
So I asked him if he had the snake in the gut for the game. He says, no, not too bad. Savo drives the lane, underhanded shot, scooped it, went in. And he's fouled across the arm in the act of shooting, so that'll send senior Kenny Savo, number 20 tonight, into the free throw lane for, I think, his first free throw of the night. He's usually pretty deadly from there. 14-11, he can close it to 2 points and does so. 1:13 to go, 14-12 on a three-point old-fashioned play from Savo. Here goes Enlow all the way to the basket. Dumps it off to his brother, ball knocked out in a sea of blue as they converged on the Enlows. And looks like a jump ball. I think the arrow might be Dillingham's direction. They came away out of that one kind of lucky because Enlow had a lane for a minute and he was going for it. Good recovery from Dillingham to stop that score. 14-12, 58 seconds now in the waning moments. Dillingham's got a chance to go ahead or tie it up with this possession if they can do so. Here goes Kyler Burkhart. He's looking for something, and he throws it away. The ball is loose, picked up by Krukoff. Here we go, full length of the court. Enloe's got it, lays it in. Whistle on the play. Mr. Burns, what'd they call that?
I have no idea. There was no single or anything.
I thought at worst they'd call a travel, but they called some sort of contact there. Was there an illegal pick?
No, there was no foul.
Well, every once in a while it's a mysterious call.
Well, they called the foul on 41 on Ross Enloe.
That brought Kent Russell off the bench for a minute. Now, I think I would have too. I didn't see that.
Must have been an illegal screen away from the ball.
Well, that was a big basket because Dillingham's got the ball back with 23 seconds now, 14-12 Raiders. Here goes Savo, he wants to drive. He got around Earnshaw but then came back with it. I think he wanted to knock a little more time off the clock. He's hopping around all by himself out there. Earnshaw's earning his money right now, I'll tell you. Okay, Savo gets around him. The ball's tipped away, and here comes Enloe. Laid it in on the other end, and that was Ben Enloe. So Dillingham, and rather than tie the game up or go ahead, gave up another two-pointer there, Bob, and that gives us a tally of 16-12. And it looks like Danny Miller's going to check into the game. I'm not sure who for. When Kenny drives into a crowd like that, and he tried to drive against three guys at there's a sea of arms and knees and feet and everything in there, and it's hard to find that lane because these guys do a really good job of stopping the dribbler and playing help defense, the Raiders I'm talking about. Well, we've got the Dillingham cheerleading squad here tonight. We didn't have them on Saturday, so they kind of trying to get the crowd organized, and there's a few stomping feet. Dillingham has four cheerleaders this year, and two of them are here tonight. And they're out there with the megaphones. Good to see them. We have a pep band, too. They're not able to play tonight. They have previous commitments, I think. But we're going to hope to have them for the region tournament. Mr. Burns, which will be here in 3 weeks. That's going to be some big event as the Unalaska teams are going to be here along with Togiak and Bristol Bay and Kuskokwim Learning Academy. Ball back in play. It's going to be Raider ball. Into Enloe, bobbles the ball, waits for a defender to fly past him, and is fouled as he laid it in with his left hand. I'm not sure if that basket's going to count.
I called it on the ground, Mike.
All right, so a basket does not count. Foul called on Dillingham, fourth team foul. 16-12, Raider lead. Ball comes into Enloe. Ben, across court to Romolino, and there's another whistle on the play as the ball went down to Enloe on the baseline, and I think we've got somebody pushing off with the left hand, and that might have been
Carter Price
on number 25. Just checked into the game. Carter Price fending off, I think, with his left arm. 16-12, 7:43 to go. We just got underway with the second quarter. Dillingham's Kenny Savo with the ball out high. I don't know if he's setting a play or waiting to figure out how he can get a shot. Ball goes to Miller, back to Kenny. He's way up high, about four steps beyond the three-point lane. They don't give him a lot of room. They know what he can do with the ball. Burkhart finally gets the ball, takes the three-pointer and misses. And Krukoff was there to yank it down. Carpintero to Krukoff. Back over to Price. Krukoff into Enloe. He spins, he turns, he travels. He picked up his dribble a little bit too soon, and then he had to spin to the right, and the refs caught him dragging that pivot foot. 7:01, 7 flat now, 16-12. We've been stuck there for a minute or two. Here's Savo all the way over to Danny Miller in the deep corner and back out to Smeaton up high. Back to Miller. He's looking for somebody inside. There's nobody there. Finally forces it into Burkhart. He's lucky to catch that one. And Bowker's way outside. Not sure what Johnny's doing way out there. And over to Miller, inside to Burkhart. Back to Johnny Bowker. He'll take a 15-footer from the free throw line. And it comes out hard. Pulled away by Romolino, and he'll drive it down, give it to Enloe, and he'll lay it in, and he's fouled. Nope. he's called for a travel underneath as he drug that foot again, Bob, and he put that basket in and there was contact. I don't know. That's also being questioned a little bit by – not for me to question a referee, man.
No,
my vision is not –
travel would supersede any foul at that time, and that would
– my vision's not the best in the world, so we go with whatever's called out there. 16-12, 6-11. Cam Bartman bounced past to Bowker, goes awry. Now Savo picks it up. He's on the right-hand side, indicating with his left-hand side what he wants to happen. I think he wanted a pick. Dumps it to Smeaton. They switched off really well, the Raiders did, and nobody had any room. They are on Kenny Savo tonight. Bowker's got it up high. Faked like he wanted to shoot a three and didn't. Schlegel's got it. Enlow's on him, man on man. He had some room there. Didn't try to take it to Enlow. He dumped it back out to Smeaton. Now he'll take the air out of it a little bit and give it back to Cam Bartman. Cam will drive the middle of his court and try to shoot it underhand hard. Knocked to the ground. There's contact on the play, and I'm not sure. Yeah, so it goes against Bartman, I do believe, because a lot of times when a kid will go into that contact, miss the shot, he'll foul a guy that gets a rebound. That's what happened that time. 5:28, Raiders 16-12. We've been there for a while. Here's, I think, Carpintero on the right-hand side. Back over to Krukoff. To Carter Price, who's getting some playing time. In we go to Enlow, misses the layup. Little bit of awkward position there that time. Ball saved back into Enlow on a bad pass. Enlow goes up and scores it, and he's fouled by Johnny Bowker in the act of shooting. Heads up play, and Dillingham had a bad turnover there as they had possession of the ball and threw it out of bounds.
First point scored this quarter, Mike.
Yeah, 12-18. We were stuck there for a while. And so we got things moving again on the Raiders side of the scoreboard, 18-12. Like I say, 5:07 to go. We're in the second quarter of play, and we've got Enlow on the free throw line, Ben. And Ben puts that one through. You know, Raiders are looking better from the free throw line tonight. They've made a lot of them. Smeaton with the ball. He's out above the three-point line. Gives it to Bowker. He's going to try to drive. He put it on the ground, but there's a block as people were shuffling over. They didn't want to give that lane to Johnny. And that is the sixth team foul. We're knotted up with each team having six. So the calls being what they are even on the board right now. And Dillingham's all set on an inbounds pass underneath the basket on the right-hand side. Goes out real high to Schlegel. He wants to take Carter Price, who's on him, and he does so, and there's an offensive foul on Smeaton as Cole Schlegel. He faked left and then pushed. He kind of pushed off with his left arm and knocked Carter Price to the ground and got caught with a foul there. 19-12, Raider lead. Enlow in the corner for a three. You don't see that all the time. Ball high off the rim. They got the rebound. They beat Carter Price and laid it back in. He was all alone underneath. I think the Dillingham squad wants a timeout, needs a timeout. They've been stuck offensively, cannot get any points on the board and have not been able to complete. It's very tough to completely try to stop the other team. And so the Raiders have slowly been pulling away, and they now have a lead 21-12. That's a nine-point lead, if I can add that right, Bob. And that's the biggest lead we've seen in either game.
Yes.
Saturday night or tonight.
Well, a big difference is the free throws. You mentioned it, Mike. They're shooting them a lot better. You know, you take an airplane ride like they did on that first night. They're tired. They don't have their legs under them. Tonight, they seem to have their legs under. They have made 5 of 6 free throws tonight so far.
Well, Dillingham's got the ball. It's inbound in play now, and Dillingham needs to score some points, and Savo will shoot a three, miss it on the right-hand side, yanked away by Remolino. He's got it back, and he'll take a three and miss it. Enlow with the board inside. Beautiful rebound, but Savo knocks it out of his hands, gives it to Smeaton. Here we go the other way. Smeaton inside to Bowker. Bowker's 10 feet from the basket, right-hand side, back to Smeaton, up high, back to Kyler Burkhart. He's out above the three-point line straight away. He'll point it up, pull it back out. trying to find some seams in this very aggressive man-to-man defense. Bowker shoots a 15-footer, and it's hard off the front of the rim. Falls into the hands of Carter Price, who will bring it the other way. He'll give it to Carpintero, miss it short. And ball's on the ground, three bodies are on it, it's jumped. This one should go Raider way, if I have a memory at all. I do not, because it's Dillingham ball. 3:32, 21-12. As the Raiders have been able to establish themselves with good hard defense, Mr. Burns, I'll tell you. Dillingham's not getting much. One and done, and not getting the kind of shots they want under this pressure. Smeaton's got the ball, it's tipped away. Burkhart picks it up, and he's gonna drive the middle. He's got an open lane, and he takes it. Was able to go around three different defenders and underhand off the glass. 14-21 now, Dillingham within seven. Krukoff with the ball right-hand side, and this is a three-pointer. Dillingham chases the rebound down in the corner, but now Enloe's got it. Enloe back to Carter Price up high. Michael Remolino on this side over to Enloe, and he misses a 12-footer from the base, hits the side of the backboard. If you're Dillingham, you kind of want, you'd rather see the Enloe brothers shooting from 15 feet than you would from 5 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And that time they took a jumper under pressure and missed it. 237, 21-14, if you're just joining us. If you're local, come on down and see a great basketball game. Nothing better. These guys are really working hard out there, and Dillingham struggling for the time being, trying to create some offense, as they're just not finding, you know, you gotta wonder, I mean, it's not for me to question, but I don't see a lot of picks or cutting going on with the Dillingham team, and there's nothing open.
Yeah, Unalaska's defense is, there's a lot of penetration by our point guard, Kenny Savo, and the two wing people on defense are pinching in and taking the elbow away from Kenny, keeping him from driving.
Carter Price missed a three. Dillingham got the ball, came down and turned it over. And then it was tapped loose from Ben Enloe, and it was a jump ball called. And it's going to be Raider possession. They're going to go the full length of the court, right to left, across your dial. We're down to Carter Price in the corner. Nanos in the corner, all the way cross court to Remolino. And then Enloe will come out and take it from him back to Remolino. All the way across again, Carter Price with these cross-court passes. Dillingham chasing everybody, trying to get the ball back inside to Nanos and to Enloe, and he's got it out high about 16 feet straight away, and he drags his foot again, putting it on the ground. That's what Dillingham wants to do. They want Enloe's to come out high and get the ball and not stay down low. And that happened that way this time. 1:30 to go. Second quarter, we're closing in on a halftime situation. Dillingham trails by 7 points. We've got Caleb Ney in the game. And Kenny Savo, and Schlegel is on the bench for a few minutes, catching his breath, I guess. Kyler Burkhart shoots a 12-footer. And it backheels and comes away to Carpintero, and now to Remolino. Krukoff outside with the ball, dumps it to Enloe. He'll take a jumper. No good from about 12. Short and then on the glass and then back out front. And Dillingham will have the ball with 47 seconds. Not sure if they'll hold it or not, but Kenny Savo doesn't look like he's in any particular hurry as he's walking up the floor. He gives it to Smeaton at 15 feet. Caleb Ney has it now on the opposite side of the free throw line, 15 feet. Cam Bartman comes out. He'll take it from Ney. A lot of contact away from the ball. Somebody knocked flat on their can. That was Carter Price, and that was a big Dillingham push. That puts Dillingham with 18 fouls. I'm not sure. Why wouldn't that be a one and one, Mr. Ref? I don't think they looked up top. So, Carter Price with the ball on the other end. Looks to go inside. Remolino's there. And here's Nanos. He drives the baseline back over to Price. Now the ball is driven to the hole by Carter Price, and he kisses it off the glass beautifully, 23-14. And Kenny Savo shoots a desperation at the buzzer off balance. And that'll close it. The first half of play. Two quarters are over and done with. They are part of time and place now. We can't get them back, Mr. Burns. And I got to say that the Raiders came out and did some things that they wanted to do tonight. They've had 2 days to sit and puzzle over how to attack this Dillingham team and how to defend them. And I know they spent all day today in there looking at film. And it looks right now that their efforts are being rewarded as they're ahead 23-14. We're going to work on some stats and gather our thoughts here a little bit, and we're going to be back with you in about 3 minutes. We're going to go to a little break time here. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in.